are some of those things that God had made that we talked about in verse 31? So we back up and we find out how it all got started in Genesis 1 and 1. Genesis 1 and 1, making this good gift, knowing who God is. And I want you to, Keshikunde, God said, realize now I'm a creator. And I'm going to get to the scripture that many of us already know, that we are made like he is, and we too are creators. And we create good things. We don't create strife and unrest and upheaval. We create good things. And we give to the world the gift of ourselves, the gifts of our talents, the gifts of our presence, the gifts of our ability to share the word. So in Genesis 1 and 1, in the beginning, God created the what? Heaven and earth. In the beginning, God created something good. It was what? The heaven and earth. What were God's gifts that he created? He created light, day and night. He created heaven. He created earth. He created the seas. In verse 12, he created the vegetation, grass, herbs, trees, and God saw that it was bad. And God saw that it was what? So it was a gift to us. When it's hot, you know, I grew up on a farm. And you get out in the middle of that cotton field pulling blind ag in the hole, or pulling the cotton sack, or stripping the sorghum. I didn't have to pull corn too much, but a few times. You are glad to find a tree for some shade. Can you say amen? So he created, and then you said, God, what was wrong with you when you created all this grass and you're trying to chop the cotton and chop the corn and chop the potatoes and clear out the garden, Lord? Amen. But God made all of this, and he said it was what? Good. And so those things that God created were good, and they were for us, and they were for the fulfillment of his purpose in this land. Listen, getting a little bit ahead of myself, but that's why you were created. So I was created as a gift to God. Let me rephrase that. As a gift from God to himself. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say I'm a good gift. Say, tell your neighbor, say you are a good gift. Hallelujah. He also created creatures that live in water, winged fowls, the birds. He created the cattle, the creeping things, and the beast, and all the wisdom of God. He said, this was good. So where does it say God was bad? Where does it say God was doing all these bad things? But he made everything, and it was what? Good. Look at Genesis 1, 26 through 28. And I want to talk about that gift and that goodness and who we are. You know, if you're around people who talk the word of faith and talk the word, and then you get from around people and they say all kinds of stuff, and it just makes you like somebody sticking pins in you or something. And then you have to learn not to judge those people, because you want to start praying, Lord, show me, give me the words to tell them that will help them. Pray that the eyes of their understanding would be enlightened, and they'll come to know you like I know you, because once I didn't know you like I know you. Yes, Lord. Just to show you how I'm thankful for growth. When Kenny was three, he was sick. And that was way back when they had the hospital in Huckle, and some of you don't even remember that. But we took him to the doctor, and he was in the hospital for 3 or 4 days. He was really, really sick, and I didn't know any better. I said, Lord, I'll take the sickness. Just let my baby get well. I didn't know I could say, devil, get your hands off my child. Somebody needs to hear that now. You need to tell the devil, in the name of the Lord Jesus, take your hands off my child. If you are born again and filled with the Holy Ghost, pray in the Holy Ghost, take authority. If you are born again and you are not filled with the Holy Ghost, say, Lord, I haven't believed in the past, but I hear that it's a good gift from you. So I want it now, Lord, more than anything. Be filled with the Holy Ghost and fire in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Satan can't stand in your presence in the fire of the Holy Ghost and the anointing that destroys the yoke. Can you shout hallelujah? Is there a good God somewhere? Hallelujah. Do you know a good God? Hallelujah. Have you been allowing him to run over you in areas? I have. Some things that have happened, I just kind of accept that as part of my life. And the Lord just keeps bringing things to me. He said, I didn't give you that. That's not yours. I gave you this, and this is what you shall have. So you've got to learn to access it. You know, I talk about my iPad all the time. Oh, thank God for my baby, Junior. He gets so tired of me, too. I said, Junior, so-and-so, he'll just take it and do it. Because he knows I'm going to ask him again the next time what he did. Amen. Well, I could take more time and learn to access more things than I do, but not as I should. And that's the same with you. You take that word of God. But let's get back to the scripture. And God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. Let us make man like us. Like we are. You know, older, my mom has been gone to glory for 17 years, and my aunts and all gone and all, but people that were in that generation, they could see me in town or whatever. And you Ruby's daughter? Are you Julie's daughter? That's my dad's sister. I know you were Davidson. That's what I know. Because I look like them. So we do look like God. He made us that way. So we have to fill up on who he is with that good gift. Say, I'm a gift to the world. Say it again. I'm a gift to the world. Too many people talk down themselves and sit down and do nothing because they think they are not valuable, but I'm precious in God's eye. Say that. Say, I'm precious in God's eye. He made me as a gift to himself. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then verse 27. So God created man in his image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them, and God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Can you shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. Can you shout hallelujah? Hallelujah? Know who you are. Know that you are a gift, the good gift. And see, when we are filled up with Christ, who's the best there is, then we can join in the same ranks. Amen.